gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, we're stepping into the gauntlet, a brutal, honest showdown between what holds you back and what sets you free. I recently came across a quote by Justin Most, I could be pronouncing his last name wrong, that hit me like a lightning bolt. And it perfectly encapsulates the raw truth of building an empire, whether it's your business, your health, or your very legacy. He said, "Excuses are free to give. Disciplines are free to use. One will cost you dearly, and the other will pay you more than you thought possible. You have one life. Choose wisely." Free to give, free to use. Sounds simple, right? But these two free things are locked in a cage match for your destiny. Excuses promise comfort, a quick out, a temporary shield from discomfort. Discipline demands grit, consistency, and a relentless commitment to showing up for yourself. And the cost? Oh, the cost of excuses isn't just missed opportunities. It's the slow, silent erosion of your potential, your confidence, and eventually your fiercest self. But discipline, that, my lioness, is the ultimate payoff. It doesn't just deliver results. It builds an unstoppable character, a legacy of power. So, how do we step into the gauntlet and choose the weapon that builds your empire? Well, it's about recognizing the nature of excuses and embracing the liberating force of discipline. One, expose the stealth assassination. Excuses, yeah. Excuses rarely announce themselves with a blare of trumpets. They're stealth assassins disguised as quote unquote reasons, circumstances, or I'm just too busy. Your fierce challenge, become a ruthless excuse hunter. When you hear yourself say, "I can't because," or "if only I had," stop. Dig deeper. Is it a legitimate barrier or a comfortable lie protecting you from discomfort or hard work? Exposing these assassinations strips them of their power. Two, forge your iron will. Micro-disciplines. Discipline isn't about grand sweeping overhauls overnight. It's about forging an iron will through micro disciplines. Choose one small, consistent action that serves your biggest goal and commit to it relentlessly. Maybe it's 15 minutes of focused work before checking email, or a 5-minute cold shower to start your day. Some people like to take cold showers, or a daily check-in with your goals. These small, consistent wins compound, building momentum and proving to yourself that you are capable of unwavering commitment. Three, calculate the true cost of excuses. Excuses feel free in the moment, right? But their long-term price is astronomical. Take a moment to truly calculate the cost of your top excuse. What opportunities have you missed? What growth has been stifled? What dream has been deferred? Put a mental or even a literal price tag on it. Seeing the true devastating cost of inaction is a powerful motivator to choose discipline instead. 4. Automate your fierce flow. Your fierce empire is built on routines, not on fleeting motivation. Automate your fierce flow. Okay. Identify key activities that move you towards your goal. For example, content creation, client outreach, skill development, right? I'm developing my skills now, like more concerning AI, because AI is here and I need to learn it. All right. In order to leverage it correctly without losing that human touch. Okay. Next, you want to block out non-negotiable times, time slots for them in your calendar. Treat these appointments with yourself like critical client meetings. When the time comes, don't ask if you feel like doing it. Like, we totally get, you know, bogged down in feelings. I don't feel like doing it today. I don't feel like working on my processes. I don't feel, no, like, get out of your feelings. Simply execute the discipline. This removes decision fatigue and makes progress inevitable. 5, declare your non-negotiables. You are the architect of your destiny. Say that 3 times fast. Not a passive bystander. Declare your non-negotiables. These are the disciplines so crucial to your vision that they are simply not up for debate, no matter how tired, busy, or uninspired you feel. It could be your morning routine, your daily learning, your pitch practice. When you draw this line in the sand, excuses have no ground to stand on. This is about claiming your power and defining the unwavering standards of your empire. Okay, Lioness, it is time for your fab assignment. You guessed it, your fierce action breakthrough for this week. And that is to identify one recurring excuse that has been sabotaging your progress and immediately replace it with one micro discipline from today's episode for the next 7 days. Don't overthink it, just choose. And then choose discipline. Watch how that single choice starts to pay you back more than you thought possible. You have one life, choose wisely, Lioness. Remember, the battlefield of your life is where excuses die and empires are born. Step into the gauntlet, embrace your discipline, and unleash the unstoppable force that you are. I'll catch you next time on the Sonya Empower Show, where we continue to break free and build a life you are meant to live. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me on social media. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, Empower Disruptors, break free, be fierce.